All right, folks, I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. Guys, one of the best ways to get there is to stay active, to take massive action. Let me ask you a question. How many times did you show the plan this week? And can you do one more this upcoming week? One more. Can you get there? That'll help you make it happen. Listen, we do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time, okay? We're also, you know, basically broadcasting in Japan at 11 o'clock tomorrow because their time zones are different. We want to welcome all of you to this call, and I want to remind you of something. When you come to this call, you should come every week with pen and paper and an expectation that you're going to hear something on this call tonight that's going to make a difference in your business right now. Come with that expectation and then listen for that golden nugget. And tonight, we've got the king of golden nuggets. Now, before I introduce him, ambition. Guys, you already know about it. You should all be registered for it. If you're not registered for it, get it done. You've got until August 12th to register online. After that, you're going to have to deal with the registration situation at the hotel. They usually do a great job with it at the KBLA Hutchinson Convention Center. But save yourself a lot of headache and a lot of trouble. Give the corporate office an opportunity to prepare for your attendance by registering before the 12th of August. Get it done. National conference, if you're serious about your business, you got to be there. Ambit Power Trip, November 10th through the 12th, is going to be in Scranton, Pennsylvania. You can register for that at ambitpowertrip.com. I'm looking forward to it. Got my VIP ticket a long time ago. Can't wait to be there, and I honestly hope it's a little chilly, especially when you're in Texas and it's 100 degrees all the time. So, you know, even if it snows, I'm still going to be there. Looking forward to seeing you there, too. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce our featured speaker for the evening. Like I said, he is the king of the golden nuggets. I can't tell you how many golden nuggets I've learned from this gentleman over the years. Number one income earner, has been for the last 11 years. Founding national consultant, philanthropist, father, husband, and a dear, dear friend. Please welcome to the call Mr. Brian McClure. Brian, you there?
I'm here, Bear. Appreciate the kind words. I want to welcome everybody to tonight's call. And I want to mention a couple of things. First, the etiquette on getting on the call. After you've announced yourself, if you would put your phone on mute, that background screeching background noise is not only aggravating, but it's counterproductive to what we're trying to do on the call. So I'd ask everybody that's on the call, if you would, you get on the call, announce yourself, or if you choose not to, that's perfectly okay as well. But if you'd mute the call, we really, really would appreciate it. The other thing I wanted to follow up on, and one of the things that Bear said is kind of the topic of tonight's call, is when's the last time you showed the plan? You know, I mentioned on the call a couple of weeks ago that one of the things I do during the summer is I spend a good percentage of my time talking to people in the existing organization that have not registered for ambition to encourage them to register for ambition. And, you know, I believe that the grand prize winner is the person that has the most people in their organization at ambition. There's a magic pixie dust that's just kind of sprinkled over you. Can't really describe it in words, but it's something special that happens at ambition. And it's just not the announcements, and it's just not the recognition and who's going to get the leadership award, and, you know, Crystal Sphere and the Impact Award and the Horizon Award and other awards. It's really the networking that goes on, you know, on the buses and in the lobby of the hotels and the person sitting next to you at the different events. And had the pleasure of talking to Daryl Starkweather here a couple of days ago. And, you know, he shared with me, you know, some of the plans that they have for ambition, and it's going to be a barn burner. You know, I don't know what the announcements are going to be. So, but I know this is that every year, I just walk away from ambition and go, wow, they outdid themselves this year. So it's going to be a great event. It's going to be a fun time. But more importantly, it's going to be a time to, one, to celebrate what we've had in the way of successes this past year, and then to get ready and go explode into the new year. But I have in those calls of encouraging people to attend Ambition, you know, there's people, obviously, the business isn't working well with them. That happens all the time. Doesn't matter if Ambit's going through the roof or it's in a little bit of a downtime. It's just what happens. And, you know, the question I ask those people is that, let's just say I'm talking to somebody's name's Mary. I say, Mary, let me ask you, when's the last time you showed the plan? And most of the time there's some sort of dead silence or pregnant pause, and the answer is along the lines of, it's been a while. Well, you know, this summer's been tough because of this, you know, and up comes the excuse program. I'll say this. Most of the people on this call are really focused and dedicated to our business. The reason you're on this call is, you know, just about every person that announced themselves said registered for Ambition, and there are a few people. I know Mario Price was on the call from Maryland. He didn't say registered for Ambition, but I know for a fact Mario Price is registered for Ambition. So those of you that didn't say you were registered for Ambition, you know, a lot of you guys are registered for Ambition. So what I can tell you is that the vast majority of the people on this call, I'm preaching to the choir, okay? But a lot of people on this call, in fact, I'd even wager to say the vast majority of people on this call are not making the kind of money they want to make. And the reason is that they get distracted and major, what I call major in the minors, okay? I hope you brought pen and paper to the call, but let me tell you about majoring in the minors. You know, there's activity in your business. Those are things that you don't get paid for. And then there's results in your business, and those are things that you do get paid for. In our business, you're going to get paid to do two things and two things only. One is gather a handful of loyal customers. Most of the people on this call have done that. They're in the maintenance mode. Their jumpstart bonus period of time has elapsed. So for the most part, people on this call are relegated on our first revenue stream to the residuals, the residual for your personal customer base, regardless of what your position is in the business, is one nickel per month per customer. So if you have 20 customers, you're getting $1 a month per customer. So the first way we get paid, which is to gather a handful of customers, we're incented early on to go and do that because we get paid some nice upfront bonuses. And we're incented to get to 20 because that pays through all seven levels of the marketing plan and gives you the customer base you need to promote to national consultant. And it also qualifies you to receive all the money month after month after month. Now, you don't want to stop at 20, obviously. You want to get to 25 or 27 or 28 or whatever. You know, the people that tell you no to the business, you're going to sign them up and put them in as a customer, so you have that cushion. If somebody falls off of becoming a customer, you know, you don't have to worry, even though there is a month of grace period. So first way we get paid a nickel per month per customer. That's not where the money is. The money is in helping others do the same thing, you know, helping other people gather loyal customers. And, you know, those are the only two things we get paid for. So what is the activity that needs to be the precursor to number two, which is helping others do the same thing? You got to show the plan, folks. I mean, it's just as simple as that. You got to show the plan, show the plan, show the plan. And if you want to build a huge, massive organization that will produce incredible revenue for generations to come, you got to get an army of people showing the plan. And it's a monkey see, monkey do business. People will do what you do, not what you tell them to do. So let me tell you my observation, and I don't want anybody on this call to take this as with any criticism to anybody out there that it's doing the sort of activity that I'm going to describe. It's all good. There's a place for it. I'm not complaining about it. I'm not telling you don't participate. I'm just making an observation. You know, there's these Facebook groups, you know, and I'm a member of several of them. You know, there's this group, that group, the other group, the next group. They're all doing Facebook Live now. They're all doing conference calls. They're all doing this. They're doing that. They're doing the other thing. And it chews up an incredible amount of time for those people in Ambit Energy that are participating in one, multiple groups, or participating in multiple activities within their main group. You know, there's teams that have groups. There's people that, you know, are trying to great leadership that have groups. You know, there's just all these groups, and, you know, I get pop-ups, you know, such and such is on Facebook Live. 2 hours later, pop-up, such and such is on Facebook Live. Then I get the emails about, you know, this conference call and that group call and this and that and other thing. Folks, my point is this, all that's good. I'm not criticizing a bit of it. But my point is all that's activity. Ambit is not going to pay you to get on and look at somebody on Facebook Live. They're not going to pay you to listen to a conference call. They're not going to pay you to do any of that. They're going to pay you to find somebody and help them gather a handful of loyal customers. And in order to do that, you've got to show the plan. And then you got to show the plan some more, and you got to show the plan. And when you're sick and tired of showing the plan, then you need to show the plan some more and more and more and more and more. And so what I think happens, particularly for a mature group of consultants, is this is typically, and I think a lot of people on this call are going to be able to relate to this. You got into the business X amount of time ago, okay? For the majority of people on this call, that's been at a minimum a couple of months. For some of you, it's been over a decade, like myself and Bear. Okay, you get involved in the business, and what happens is you're excited. And you go out and you start showing the plan, and you get, if you meet with success, you're going to get promoted in the marketing plan. So you become a regional consultant, and you're recognized at the weekly business presentations, and you get, you know, nice congratulatory emails or calls or whatever, and your upline's thrilled. And then you promote to senior consultant. I had somebody sent me the other day, 5.5 years just promoted to senior consultant. Consistent, persistent effort over time is the key to this business. And congratulations to anybody that's made senior consultant. It doesn't matter if you fast-tracked and did it in 60 days after you made RC, or if it took you 5.5 years like it did this particular person. Bottom line is consistent, persistent effort, focus, you get promoted. And somewhere along the line, you run out of people that you personally know to talk to. You know, you're talking to your family and your friends and your, you know, your hot market. And then you kind of get through, you know, your closest family and friends, and you go to your warm market. And then you kind of go to your lukewarm market. And then all of a sudden, you don't have a warm market anymore. And you stagnate. And in that process, you start showing the plan less and less and less and less and less. And eventually what happens for most people, not everybody on this call, is you just quit showing the plan. You embed yourself in the activity. You go to trainings, and certainly, you know, hey, look, ambition's an activity. Power trip's an activity. This conference call's an activity. All this activity I mentioned before, all that's activity. You know, emails, three-way calls, all that's activity. What you have to do is you have to embed yourself in activities that are going to cause results. And the number one activity that's going to cause the result that we just determined ascertain that is where you're going to make your money, which is help other people do the same thing. In other words, enroll people into what Ambit Energy can do for them in their lives and help them gather a handful of customers. You got to show the plan. So you distill everything you want. You listen to every conference call you want to. You get on every Facebook Live with every leader you want to. You get on this call. Go to Ambition. Go to Power Trip. Do everything else in the universe of Ambit Energy. Buy the magazines. Staple your business card to the magazines. You know, find an article. Laminate it so you've got flash tools. Whatever it is you do, all that's an activity, and it's not going to make you a dime. You see, all the positive thought in the world won't make you any money. It's only massive positive action that'll make you money. And if you're on this call not making the kind of money that you want to make, you've got to take massive positive action. You've got to figure out how it is that you're going to go out there and cause yourself to show the plan to as many people as possible. You know, Bear said, hey, how, you know, in the last month, how many times have you shown the plan? Or maybe said last week, I don't really remember, but can you show it one time more? You know, don't set a goal for you. If you haven't shown the plan in weeks or months even, you know, set a goal for yourself that's realistic. Say, well, Brian, I don't really know anybody else to talk to. Well, then you need to get positioned, put yourself in a position to go meet some new people and share the plan with them. So maybe that's once a month because you've got three jobs and 14 kids and, you know, deadbeat husband and, you know, whatever, deadbeat wife, you know, whatever's going on in your life, for you and your wife, maybe it's one time a month is an accomplishment. Maybe for other people on this call, it's 10 or 15 times a month. You determine it. You determine the amount of hours you're going to put into our business. And the bottom line is, on the Whatever It Takes program, go cause that number to happen and show the plan, show the plan, show the plan, show the plan. Every Facebook Live call, every second you're on Facebook, every second you're on a conference call, every second that you're attending a training, every second that you're diddling with this or doodling with that, whatever it is, and you're not showing the plan, you're not progressing in your ambit energy business. And I think the longer we get in the business, more we rationalize how important it is to do this and how important it is to do that. And, you know, and you just get wrapped up in all this activity, and then you wonder where the money is. And what happens is you come to the realization some days, hey, I'm spending between going to the weekly meeting and doing this and doing that, all activities, I'm spending 15 hours a week in ambit, and I haven't gotten a weekly check in 3 months. This isn't worth it. Well, it's not worth it, not because ambit's not the right opportunity. It's not worth it because you're not focusing on what you have to do to be successful. You've been sucked into the vortex of information, and information is not power, okay? Let me tell you something. You know, you can earn while you learn in this business, and you know, when somebody new that starts the business promotes quickly, they don't know anything about the business. They don't want to know anything about the business. I call it ignorance on fire. They're ignorance on fire, and the less they know about the business, the less they know how to get into power trip, power zone, the less they know how to do, the less time they're wasting on all the activity that's not making them any money. They're showing the plan. They're excited. They're signing people up, and they know how to help that person get customers, and that's all that matters, folks. So if you've been in this business for an extended period of time, and you're not making the kind of money you want to make, it's because you've lost sight as to what Ambit Energy is going to pay you money for. And then let's not just skim over, you know, that if you're in the Northeast, you know, Ambit settled two big lawsuits for the good of the company and the health of the company. Ambit closed out some gas markets in the Northeast. The rates aren't great in Texas. The heat in Texas is stifling. I mean, you can make all the excuses in the world, whether it's rates in your local market or whether it's lack of leadership or the meeting shut down or the this or that or the other thing. Folks, that doesn't have a doggone thing. I'll say it doesn't have a damn thing to do with your success or lack of success. What that has to do with is what you bought into as your excuse program. You know, bottom line is that when the Ambit wasn't working well for me, when I was building back in the day, when we had the hottest summer ever on record in the history of Texas, and rates went from 8 or 9 cents a kilowatt hour to 17 cents a kilowatt hour in a 1 month period of time, and we had just signed somebody up and they thought it was a bait and switch deal, and all the customers left and all the consultants left, you know what I did? I just went and showed the plan to somebody that didn't go through all that. And I stayed positive about it. And I went and did in-home, night after night after night. I did one-on-ones, two-on-ones, small group meetings, conference room meetings, you know. I just went and rebuilt the group. And then that group got excited. A lot of those people quit when the next disaster came along or the next reason that they felt like Ambit wasn't going to work for them or, you know, some new MLM came along and that was going to be greater and greater and people were going to make more money. And, you know, some leader twisted off, went to another deal, and so they twisted people off. When all that happened, and it's happened multiple times, what did I do? I showed the plan, 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 showed the plan. I was so sick and tired of showing the plan. All I needed to do was show the plan, show the plan, show the plan, show the plan. There was no Facebook Live. Facebook was around, but I didn't really use it. You know, bottom line is I was in you know, eyeball to eyeball with people showing the plan. And in the early days, we didn't even have a video. Then when we had a video, I was showing the plan through the video and getting together with people that were interested. And if they weren't interested, I wasn't begging. The bottom line is I was up and after it, and I was showing the plan. So, you know, what I want you to do tonight when you get off this call, I want you to walk into your bathroom or walk into wherever you have a mirror. I want you to look in the mirror. Now, this is an assignment. This is not a request. I'm telling you, you need to do this. You need to walk into that bathroom or that living room or wherever you got a mirror, and you need to look in that mirror, and you need to ask yourself, when's the last time I showed the plan? Okay? And you need to be honest with the answer to that person you're looking at in the mirror. And then you need to ask yourself, am I going to change? And if you're not going to change, then my suggestion is don't do Facebook Live. Don't do any of the rest of it. Don't go to Ambition. Retire. Take the check that Ambit's going to give you and go find an income opportunity that's going to get you from where you are today financially to where you want to be financially, because Ambit isn't going to do it. And the reason Ambit isn't going to do it is you're not willing to go do what you got to do to be successful in Ambit. Folks, I'm telling you, the only thing you got to do in Ambit is show the plan. And, you know, all the political stuff at the meeting, or this one said that one, or, you know, this one, you know, is doing this with, you know, I mean, just all of the foolishness that goes on. I could care less about any of that. You know, if somebody wants to go wreck their life by doing a bunch of stupid stuff, let them go do a bunch of stupid stuff. That's not going to get in the way of me building a business for me and my family that's going to create generational wealth. This is the greatest opportunity ever created in the free enterprise system, and the only reason it's not working is in that mirror that you're going to go look in after this call. That's the only reason it's not working for you. It's working for me. They send me hundreds of thousands of dollars a month, you know, on the Whatever It Takes program. I go to Japan 5 times a year. I go do this. I go do that. I was up with Ray Monty and his group and did a meeting in Portland, Maine for Tim Devine and Sonia Devine and Jay and Teresa Sanborn and great leadership up there. Went and spent the weekend with some great leaders at Ray's place up in New Hampshire. I'm up against doing what I got to do to build a business. Now, am I working as hard as I used to? No, I'm not. But the bottom line is I reached the mountaintop. I got to where I wanted to be financially. My income is fine. It's going to be fine for decades into the future. But if yours isn't, if you're not where you want to be financially, you know, people ask me all the time, Brian, what do I need to do? What do I need to do? You need to go show the plan. I mean, it's just that simple. There is no, you know, golden nugget, silver bullet, whatever you want to call it. There's no secret sauce. There's no, you know, there's not a guess as to what you have to do. You've got to go show the plan. And then once you're showing the plan, you got to get the people you're putting into the business to start showing the plan, the vast majority of which won't. They'll want to be dependent on you. That's why I use the online videos, okay? So you show the plan through the video. You meet with the people that are going to get in the business and do something in the business, and you get them showing the video because it duplicates at the lowest level of competency. You can have somebody that you know, sits in a cubicle and doesn't talk to anybody. They can invite people to take a look at the video and put them on the phone with you. So the bottom line is, you want to be successful in this business. You're not meeting the success that you want. Show the plan, show the plan, show the plan. Now, you're going to go look in the mirror. You're going to ask yourself that question. And the vast majority of the people that are on this call going, he's right, he's right, he's right. I need to show the plan. Let me tell you what the real world tells me and what my experience tells me. Vast majority of you aren't going to go show the plan. Some of you will go show the plan one or two times more than you would have if you hadn't gotten on this call. You're motivated by, yeah, he's right, I'm not making the kind of money I want to make, and I need to go do that. And you go show it 3 or 4 times. Life will get in the way. Somebody will say something negative, or rate will change. You'll hear this, you'll hear that, whatever it is. And you're just like, you know, oh, what, you know, let me go to Ambition, and I'll start doing it after Ambition. Now, here's the point. I say all that in this conference call to tell you this. That is a gigantic, gargantuan financial mistake. Why? Because the grand prize winner, I said at the beginning of the call, the grand prize winner is the person that has the most people in their organization at Ambition. So you're going to put it on the shelf. You're going to let summer get in the way. You're going to buy into all your excuses. You're going to let the little man, little woman in your head talk to you why this isn't working, why that isn't working, and so on and so forth. And you're going to let this summer go by, and you're not going to put anybody in the business. Then you're not bringing any new people to Ambition. You're dependent on your existing group to bring the Ambition. The highest probability that you're able to bring somebody in Ambition exists in going and recruiting somebody over the next 2 or 3 weeks and with enthusiasm and excitement explaining to them the importance of going to Ambition. You know, I've said it over and over and over again. Find out what somebody wants and show them how Ambit Energy will get it for them. You know, find out what they want, show them how Ambit Energy will get it for them. Put them into the business, and then show them why coming to Ambition will make Ambit Energy work for them so much better. The attendee-only incentives alone are worth that new person coming to Ambition on the Whatever It Takes program. No matter what it takes, whatever it takes, whatever it takes program, 10 people sleeping in a hotel room, everybody eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, you know, whatever it takes, going to Goodwill to get the clothes they need to be able to dress properly. I don't care what it takes. I don't care how broke they are. All I'm telling you is you need to go put somebody in the business, and the only way you're going to do that is go show the plan to a whole bunch of people, because the vast majority of people you show the plan to are not getting in the business, and then you need to put a few people in the business, find one or two that'll come to Ambition. It's just that simple. And I'm going to say it again because, I'm brutally honest, and it's just the way it is. I want to empower you to be successful in your business. This isn't, I'm not coating this, sugarcoating this. I'm telling you the way it is. The bottom line is the vast majority of people that are hearing this message tonight, the vast majority of people that listen to this message on the recording won't do that. But if you're different, if you're extraordinary, if you're one of those people that says, you know what, that's not me, Brian. This is what I need for me and my family, and I'm on the Whatever It Takes program. Well, if you're truly on the Whatever It Takes program, start showing the plan 5, 6, 7 times a week. And you make doggone sure that you're coming to Ambition. And out of the people that you show between tonight and Ambition, that you get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, as many as you can, but at least one person to come with you to Ambition. You know, what I'll tell you is the fruits of your labor over the next couple of weeks will pay off in a big kind of way if you're bringing the right type of person. You're bringing the right person into your business that believes that coming to Ambition is going to be the catalyst to change their life financially through a vehicle that we call Ambit Energy, and a vehicle that they've just joined to get them from where they are financially to where they want to be financially, then the bottom line is do what I tell you to do. Not for my sake. Hey, look, you know, vast majority of people on this call are probably coded out on me, never were coded to me, and that has nothing to do with it. You know, me and my family are taken care of after 7, 8 years of relentless work that would be mind-boggling to most people. I arrived. I did what I had to do. I paid the price I had to pay. Didn't care who quit. Didn't care what was negative was going on or any of the rest of it. I kept charging forward. And if you'll do the same thing, what I'll tell you is the best days of Ambit Energy are in the future. They're not in the past. You know, yeah, Ambit Energy's a little downtime right now with the loss of the gas markets and some of the rates, the way the rates are, and with the lawsuits being settled, the negative press and all that. Been there, done that. All I'm going to tell you is that we'll come out on the backside bigger, stronger, better than ever. And the bottom line is a lot of people will have parked their business and be happy with what they have. They'll never come back to the business. And those that move forward, persevere, crash through the barriers, are going to be people that are going to win big. And I'm looking forward to the day that one or two or three or 10 of those people win so big that I slip to number 2 income earner, number 3 income earner, number 5 income earner, number 10 income earner, number 20 income earner, number 55 income earner, number 500 income earner. I don't know where I'll slip to, but I can tell you at some point in the future, and it's probably not going to be next year or the next year, it'll take a little bit of time, I'm not going to be the number 1 income earner. And the question you have to ask yourself if you're on this call, are you going to be the number 1 income earner? You know, are you going to go pay the price you got to pay to make this thing happen as we expand globally, continue to expand in the United States? Our future is incredibly bright, you know. We're under cloudy skies today. You know, it's raining a little bit, but the bottom line is all that clears up. The sun comes out. I remember the old song, Camp Granada, I think it was. I forget the guy's name. That mother, father, da 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 da. I don't know if any of y'all are familiar with that song, but I love it. You know, the kids at camp and it's a total disaster, and then the sun comes out, they start having a blast and everything. But Camp Granada, I think, is the name of the song. But, you know, it reminds me of that. You know, been there, done that. Sun's come out. We've harvested a lot of fruit, and then all of a sudden it gets cloudy and it gets miserable and it gets cold and the crop goes away and, you know, whatever happens, and then it comes out again. So what I can tell you is I don't know when, but the sun's getting ready to come out. Those of you that persevere, those of you that take instruction, those of you that allow yourself to be mentored, go look in the mirror after this call. So when's the last time I showed the plan? Ask yourself the question of be the toughest boss on yourself that you've ever had. Whoever the most ornery, pathetic boss you ever had that just rode you and rode you and rode you, do that to yourself. You know, ask yourself some other questions. Am I working as hard as I could work? Am I buying into the excuses? Am I wasting a whole bunch of time on activity and not results? And you'll get an honest assessment of where you are. And the bottom line is if you're not where you want to be financially, you're not going to enjoy that assessment. That's why most people won't go look in front of the mirror. Now, they won't take the creative action. It's so much easier to blame Ambit or blame the upline or blame this or blame somebody else rather than yourselves. But the toughest thing you're going to have to do, and you're not going to just do it tonight, you're going to do it over and over and over again, is look in the mirror. And if you want to know why your business is exploding and you're making the kind of money you're making, then you're going to smile at that image in that mirror. And if you're gonna wonder why it's not making the kind of money, you're not gonna want to look in the mirror. You're gonna want to look down, or you're not gonna stay there very long. Bottom line, folks, is that you get all the reward for the success and all the credit for the success. You also get all the reward or lack of reward for a lack of success. So with that, hopefully I brought some value. I know it may be a little rough on you tonight, but the bottom line is, you know, I want to empower you to go do what you got to do. Business. Hope we did that tonight. Hope I brought value. And with that, Bear, if you would, open it back up and we'll let everybody say goodnight.
Hold on just a second.
The recording has been stopped.
Folks, I got to tell you something. Of all the calls that I've heard over the last 9 or 10 years, this one is definitely a classic. I encourage not only that each and every one of you listen to this call again, it was just that valuable, but also get your team members on the call and then take action. Brian, thank you so much for being powerful and being direct and just telling it like it is. I'm kind of used to it, but I tell you what, you nailed it tonight, and I hope that a lot of people can see themselves in what you're saying and take some action about it. So appreciate you, buddy. Glad you were on the call tonight and glad you just stepped on some toes tonight.
All right, man.
All right. Folks, if you want to hear this call again, topambitleaders.com. In a couple of days, we'll have it up there. For those of you who do spend time on Facebook, Norbert Hennessy normally sends out a post that has the recording as well. Get your ears back in front of this call, and then go take action, and we'll see each other next week. Let me open the lines. You can say thanks to Brian yourself. Here we go.